adjust your shorts, and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick, whether you've got one or not, by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is August 12th of 2025, and it's been a fairly mild summer here in Arizona. I mean, tell that to the, I guess they just found an elderly lady, 79-year-old woman, missing for a couple of days here, and I guess she must have gotten lost or something like that and heat stroked out just down the street. So sorry to hear about that. But that's neither here nor there. We're here to talk about some news. And I'm just catching up on some current events. The Nick Fuentes firestorm? I'm not sure what you call it. Virus. Wait, when you go viral, what is that? That's a virus, right? Okay. I heard about Nick Fuentes on the Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens interview, and I mean, it didn't seem like they were really tearing him down, but then I was like, what is this all about? And so I Googled what the Nick Fuentes rant is. And so before we go any further, before we jump into the news, I'd like to just give you 30 seconds of the Nick Fuentes rant, and then we'll do a little bit of a dive into what it's all about. So this is Nick Fuentes, and this is his rant.
And now he says, if you're not on board with the Epstein cover-up, oh, I don't want your support. You're a weakling. Fuck you. Fuck you. You suck. You are fat. You are a joke. You are stupid. You are not funny. You are not as smart as you think you are. You are, and honestly, and if you watch my show, you know I've been very critical. I've never been this far. This just goes to show this entire thing has been a scam.
Okay. Now this is an ex-MAGA. I mean, a mega MAGA. He's an ex-mega MAGA who was, you know, at the Trump rallies and vocally supporting Trump. And the reason that I brought this up is because it once again shows what I have always believed to be true. And that is, and I'm even guilty of this myself because I even started to allow myself to hope that Trump was going to break up the normal way of doing business. But it is once again, this is proof that no matter what you think, no matter what side you're rooting for, the game is, as always, keep us looking left and right while the train is going right down the center. The train is on its tracks. And it really doesn't divert course. We just don't see it until we're already down the way. We don't see where it's going, but I bet you there's a group of people that do see where it's going, and they even have a name, but we're not going to say the name. We don't want to build like some type of an iceberg that you can't get around or anything like that. But really, I mean, basically, he's right. And honestly, I even think Trump was, I believe Trump actually kind of believed that he could make a difference. I bet you he did. I think that in the days and weeks and months leading up to the election, I think he said a lot of things. I think he whooped himself up into the Trump fever. And I think that even when he got in there, he started to do things that actually stood up for what he said, that supported his campaign boasts. But I bet you the Bill Hicks skit is correct about, Bill Hicks bit, excuse me, is correct about when you get elected president, you go in and you have ideas of your own, and then they sit you in a room and the shades go down and a screen comes down and they project on that screen and image or video, actually a video, of never seen before footage from an angle never seen before of the Kennedy assassination. And then the lights come back on, the screen goes up, the windows open, and they ask you any questions. and you say, just what my agenda is, that's the Bill Hicks bit. And I think that that's really what it is. There's obviously money behind the scenes controlling everything. They know it's easy. All you've got to do is distract us, give us just enough, but not quite enough, so that we'll stay busy worrying. And if we're busy worrying, but you know, at one point, sometime in the future, we won't worry about it anymore. The homeless are already fighting it. I mean, one good argument for homelessness is, you know, fuck that. Just what old Fuentes said. Fuck you. Okay, well, let's jump into some news. We're going good news first. Rugby team carries wheelchair-bound dad up Snowden Peak, fulfilling his lifelong dream. Cool. What's interesting about this photo is my eyes were drawn to the kid with the polio crutches. So, cool. I'm glad they carried him up the mountain. Go rugby. Meningitis can now be spotted quickly. Oh, wait. Yeah, quickly spotted in babies thanks to new non-invasive test to replace spinal taps. I colluded with AI, Grok, and said, hey, you know what? Why don't you cure cancer? Show me a new idea for that. And Grok was like, sure. You could probably do hydrogen. You just separate hydrogen and you over-hydrogenate a body, which won't hurt the body, but it will starve the cancer cells of the oxygen that they need. Now, our cells need oxygen too, but I thought it was an interesting concept. And I asked him if there has ever been a study conducted, and he said, no, this is an idea of its own. San Francisco trash company marks 35 years of stunning art made with recycled garbage. And they only show you a couple of pictures here. And what's funny is when I go to my dump, they say no scrapping. Don't remove anything. So that means they get to? Bastards. This is odd. Blowing in a conch shell helps treat dangerous snoring symptoms for folks with sleep apnea. If you blow into a conch shell, I always say that wrong. Who thought of this? Whose idea? Wait, who do we have to thank? Fuck. I don't know. We're out of ideas. Let's blow into a conch. A tiny goat triplet shunned at birth, now thriving after two sheepdogs adopted her and teach her to be a collie. Not sure if that's newsworthy. Astronomers uncover possibly the largest black hole. It bends light into a giant Einstein ring. Now that's kind of neat if that's a real image. The thing we have to remember is all of these images are generated. Because of the way that the technology works, this isn't the actual image. This is a generated image by a computer who takes information and reassembles it. So it's like, it might not actually be what it looks like. Bothers me, these photos of space. I just went down a moon landing rabbit hole this morning as I was working out. And there are way too many things. I have wanted to believe this my whole life. I am 45 years young. And in my 45th year, I started doubting it. And the more that I look at it, what I do hate is that they try to then say the Earth is not around. And it's like, well, yeah, but that we believe is true because of what the sailors all said from back before there was like space stuff. Like, you know, you have to use the stars and whatnot. And they're different in different places on Earth because it's a spinning ball, which I still believe. But, you know, it's like, because that, the moon landing being fake doesn't change what we think about space and the planets. So let's not go crazy, boys and girls. But I do feel like the moon landing, dang it, may have been staged. Dang it! Hero lifeguards race towards cries of help and rescue mother and son drowning in rushing river nearby. Well, that's cool. Lifeguard on duty by accident. Now, this is crazy. Hospital tailors kidney transplant to protect teen baseball player's swing, putting it on other side of his body. So apparently this kid only has one kidney, loves baseball so much that he wants to transplant it to the other side of his body so that he doesn't get hit by a pitch in his one good kidney. I mean, you could just wear padding. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, okay? Top secret D-Day maps found in cardboard box detail scary defense faced by allies at the five landing beaches. Yeah, I think we already saw that also in Saving Private Ryan. First 3D printed home made primarily from soil is built in Japan, ditching unsustainable concrete. Now, this is a pretty cool thing. These 3D printed houses that they're building are really astounding. The issue that I have as a builder is always, is this going to be strong enough? It looks like we're doing 2 inches, give or take, on either side of the wall with a 1-inch stacked mud line. A 1-inch round mud line. And my concern is when you build something with wood or with block, if you damage a stud, if you hit, let's say a car crashes into the house, heaven forbid, you can repair, but how do you repair this? I'm guessing you're going to do it with wood and blocks, which, all right, fair enough. So the repair is the same. But it is wild that they're able to print these things in like a week or two, like a couple of weeks for, I mean, a small home. Larger homes are going to take longer, but I mean, this is some really wild technology. I love the idea. I'm curious about the longevity of the structural integrity of the home, the shell of the home, naturally. All right, let's get into some real news. China reacts to Trump-Putin meeting without Ukraine-EU. And China's reaction is it hopes all of those with a stake in the Russia-Ukraine war would play a role in the peace negotiations as U.S. President Donald Trump prepares for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. China says it hopes all those with a stake in the Russia-Ukraine war. That includes Ukraine. But Ukraine is not invited to the table. Russia refuses to sit down with Vladimir Zelensky, Ukraine's president, even though China is apparently saying, and China is an ally of Russia. In fact, it is China is a larger partner in like if their business deal, China's economy is larger, they've got more people, they've got a larger military, they have a larger economic. I mean, they're huge. They're a huge player. So when China says it hopes all of those with a stake in the Russia-Ukraine war would play a role in the peace negotiations, I believe they're saying allow Zelensky in, which let's keep reading because this is Trump, trusting Trump's instincts is the quote. White House sets modest expectations ahead of Putin's summit. And, officials are tempering expectations ahead of Friday's summit between President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, casting it as a step towards peaceful solution to the Ukraine war and avoiding promises of a ceasefire or any other type of grand bargain. That's because everything that Russia's doing, i.e. today, Russian forces advance in Ukraine's east in lead up to Trump-Putin talks. I feel like here's what happens. Okay. Putin is doing what he's doing. He's invading. Trump tries to get involved or tries to look like he's getting involved, saying he's going to end the war or create a ceasefire or slow things down. He speaks out and says things like there are going to be new lines drawn. Then Vladimir Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, says we will not accept concessions of new borders. And then Russia invades a little bit further. Leading up to peace talks, Russia every time invades further, further and farther in. They want what they want. They're not going to stop until they get it. Although maybe China is starting to back off of their support. Let's keep on here. Trump says he'll know if Putin wants peace with Ukraine soon into the meeting. It's like, no, let's just go back one page. Nope, they don't want peace. I could have told you that. U.S. and China extend trade truce another 90 days, easing tensions between the world's largest economies. okay, this, I think, is a game, and I think it worked well the first time, but I think Trump probably just needs to go ahead and abandon. He won some tariff increases. Don't go up against China. You can try to deal with them, but they are huge. They're bigger than us. Just, it's fine. They make all the stuff. We want all the stuff. They have all the cards. If you don't buy their stuff, and quite frankly, why are we even bothering to put tariffs on Chinese goods incoming? I recently bought Chinese goods off of Alibaba straight from China, wall siding for my home, and I saved, it was going to cost at least somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000 to get the siding. The siding that I needed, I bought a couple extra things, which I didn't end up needing. The total siding that I bought was $8,000. The actual siding that I needed was closer to $7,500 directly from China. So we're talking, I mean, I'm saving two-thirds of what I would have spent, minimum two-thirds of what I would have spent had I bought the same exact goods, and I do mean the exact same siding here in the United States. I found out it comes from the same warehouse, and I bought the same stuff, and it saved a ton of money. But you have to order in bulk from that site. So anyway, I just don't understand, you know, to me it's like, hey, they offer a great product very inexpensively. In fact, they offer all the products inexpensively, and Trump is like, we're going to have to tax that. And it's like, well, actually, why don't we stop sending $3 billion to Gaza or to Israel every year? Every year. This is something I learned from the Ted Cruz interview with Tucker Carlson, is that the U.S. standing commitment is we send $3.2 billion to Israel every year, scot-free. That's the baseline. And then we offer more assistance. Meanwhile, Israel has a $400 million deficit. Million, not billion. They run under a $500 million deficit. Our deficit is, what, I don't know, 390 billion trillion. I mean, the number is so insane, you can't even wrap your head around it. $36, $37 trillion is what we're running. We're going under $5 trillion a year. Why are we sending money anywhere? And meanwhile, we go back and Trump is upset about the homeless situation. I just included this because in Google News, it is nowhere on the board, the Israel Gaza conflict. So, I mean, what does that tell you, folks? Look behind the mirror, look behind the curtain. It's still going on. And by the way, a bunch of Al Jazeera reporters got assassinated, well, bombed. Their tent got bombed in the last couple of days for reporting things that, you know, Israel didn't want them to report. But it said it's because of Hamas. Don't forget, every time Israel does anything, it's because of Hamas. That's why. The terrorists. Just like we did with the Taliban, the terrorists. We can't let the terrorists win, so we're going to make everybody take off their shoes at the airport for the next 20 years. 25 years. All right, here we go. Trump's remarks on homeless in D.C. spark concerns among homeless advocates. The only part of this that bothers me is homeless advocates. You shouldn't be advocating homelessness. You should be an advocate for the safety of our homeless or for trying to find them some treatment or something. But I think that, first of all, advocating for homelessness is a dangerous proposition and a dangerous idea. But President Donald Trump vowed this week to rid Washington of homeless encampments, issuing a warning that the homeless have to move out immediately. It says, and he said, we'll give you places to stay, but far from the Capitol. We don't want to see you. It's fine if you exist, but we don't want to see you. All right. And last up, J.D. Vance accidentally made a strong case for releasing the Epstein files. It's just another, I love it. The Trump administration has been desperate to find a way to distract its own base from a demand for a full release. And here's what J.D. Vance said. I laugh at the Democrats who are now all of a sudden so interested in the Epstein files. Vance said, it's like, you don't get it, guys. Nobody, I mean, nobody is okay with sex trafficking children. Get it through your heads. If you did it, we want to know, because we are normal fucking people who don't fucking do that shit. Normal people who don't do that shit. All right, well, that's it for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the news. My name's Ray Stone, and enjoy this next little clip of baby Putin and baby Trump going full crouching tiger, hidden dragon, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.